These low-income senior citizens are grateful to be receiving this food.
Thank you.
Each week, an Arlington, Virginia food bank delivers the donated goods to their senior residential building. Without the items such as canned food, dairy products, and frozen meats, many on fixed incomes like Mary Lanier would be forced to go without or sacrifice other things.
Well, a lot of people have to pay for medicine and different small items that it takes away from them. But with this here, that helps them be able to get a little more as far as carrying them through the month.
Without generous donations from people and corporations, the Arlington Food Assistance Center would be unable to get food into the hands of about 3,000 people who need it. Despite the economic downturn, donations here grew 26% over 2009, and more than $1 million was raised last year. Donors like Alois Mahalik have answered the call to help others.
Over the past 4 years, my wife and I have donated, I want to say, more and more each and every single year, so I do expect that to continue to happen.
Food Bank Executive Director Charles Ming says an increase in donations means the organization is able to meet the growing demand for food assistance this year.
Arlington County residents have traditionally been very generous with AFAC, and I think that they're coming out of this recession earlier than most and are willing to give back to their fellow neighbor.
Charitable giving across the United States varies considerably by organization. Donations to charities that feed people and shelter the homeless fared well last year. But other nonprofits that derive significant income from smaller gifts from individuals did not do as well. Donations to the Salvation Army fell last year during the recession. The Christian organization helps about 32 million people a year in the United States. Its largest fundraising drive, the Red Kettle Campaign, in the Washington, D.C. area, failed to reach its goal by 25% during last year's Christmas giving season. Steve Morris is head of the Salvation Army's local operations.
With the amount of people that are out of work and losing homes and foreclosures and that sort of thing, our donors have begun to get hit by that. And so we not only saw a decrease in the amount of gifts, but the decrease in the gifts themselves.
The organization has also seen a decline in donations from corporations and local businesses. As a result, Morris says the Salvation Army is reevaluating its resources to avoid possible cuts to programs in Washington and about 3,000 other U.S. communities.
We're going to have to tighten our belt some in the coming months, frankly, to make a difference for that. Our commitment is not to diminish service. In fact, in this economy, we need to be increasing the amount of service we can have. So that's the challenge that we find locally and I think nationally as well.
The easiest way to tell that our donations are down is by our floor. You can look around and see that we have a lot of space on the floor.
The Salvation Army's thrift store is another place that saw fewer donations from people last year. The store sells donated items to raise money for charity work, but there are now less items for shoppers. In the store warehouse, areas that were once filled with furniture and clothes are now empty. Salvation Army officials say during hard times, people tend to hang on to old items longer. In order for things to improve, the store needs more donors like Dawson Williams to drop off items.
We have a bad recession and, you know, there's plenty of people that need items and, you know, we're fortunate that the children's clothes we have are lightly used and that hopefully there's another family that has young children that can put them to good use.
Some charitable organizations say they're optimistic donations will pick back up this year. Officials say if not, they will have to make do and maybe scale back programs that help people in need. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.